Hi, my name is Shauna from newme.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Janice Gray from Hopkins, Minnesota. Thank you for joining me today, Janice.
Thanks so much, Shauna. It's great to be here.
Can you start by describing your ideal client for us?
Absolutely. You know, the number one thing that I look for in an ideal client is honestly someone who wants a coach, someone who wants to participate, who wants to seek this out in their life at the time that they're at. I always think about, you know, it's not like you would go out and start training for a marathon if you literally did not want to run, right? So figuring out that people are in a place where they want to have this experience and are desiring it for their growth and development. Within that, then, I think there's kind of two distinct ideal clients or types of people that I end up working with. The first is in the realm of leadership and executive coaching. And predominantly, my background is in healthcare. So it's often a leader or an executive in healthcare. The reality is, though, I do work with people across other industries and across a variety of roles. But regardless, it's a leader who's looking for someone to help them with kind of navigating challenging circumstances. So within healthcare, we have an ever-changing, complex environment, and there's a lot of navigation of certain politics and other complexities within a healthcare organization. Often these leaders are a new leader. It might be someone who's just new to this role, or it might be someone who's been in this role for quite a long time and might be feeling and dealing with a lot of burnout. We find that a lot of times, too, within healthcare, there might be a nurse or a physician who is really clinically competent, really strong at the bedside and in those interactions. And because of that, they get promoted. And before you know it, the physician is the chief of staff or the vice president of medical affairs or the chief medical officer. And they're sitting there looking around going, oh, my goodness, how did they get here? And I wasn't giving training for this. Same thing with nurses. They could be great at the bedside, and before you know it, they get promoted to a nurse manager, director, vice president, or eventually maybe the chief nursing executive. And they're looking around going, oh my goodness, I wasn't given training on how to do what's being asked of me. So that's one piece of my ideal client, is a leader or executive. The other part of it is what I would call care team coaching, or it's sometimes referred to as shadow coaching. And this is a physician, a nurse, another member of the care team who is really providing direct care to patients and families. And they're looking for how they can improve their communication with these patients and families. How do they get the most out of those encounters with both patients, families, as well as their other care team members?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And how do you help your clients achieve their goals? Do you like to use a certain process to help them succeed?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Even though I have these two types of clients that I've described, I would say I take a somewhat similar approach. And for me, that's a very strength-based approach. I really try to affirm the good that I see in everyone. I'm really trying to meet them where they're at and help them where they want to build and grow. And again, when you start with affirming the positives, you can build off of that into things that they might be doing some of the time but needed to do more, or things that are missing from their current communication or leadership practice. You know, on the leadership and executive healthcare coaching side, sometimes people are coming in with very specific topics. Other times people come in and they kind of have an idea of what they want to focus on, but they're also interested in exploring kind of where else we might go with their leadership coaching. And then quite honestly, there's other people who come in and they don't exactly have a clue of what they want to focus on or where they need help. All they know is that they need someone to coach with them. And the reality is, no matter where they are on this continuum, I meet them where they're at. I'm flexible. But I also have tools to really help us in our coaching to identify topics in areas that we can explore together. On the care team coaching or the shadow coaching side, I literally go out and in-person shadow with a physician, a nurse, a tech, nursing assistant, even leaders as they're rounding on patients and staff. And I spend about an hour and a half with them, shadowing them in these real-time interactions. Of course, we have to get patient permission to be in the room, and I also work with the organizations and certify to be HIPAA compliant, et cetera, to be able to be physically present in those situations. In this kind of the physician, nurse, et cetera, they don't do anything different than what they would in their normal routine. And I'm watching for about 50 different key care practices that really make a difference in patient and family and staff communication. After I've watched them for about 1.5 to 2 hours, we then debrief verbally and I share all the things I've seen, all the strengths, all the inconsistencies, the things they do some but not all of the time, as well as any opportunities that I can see that would enhance their communication. And then I go away and I actually produce a written report for them that allows them to have all this information in front of them as they go through their ongoing communication. So like I said, the approach is really similar. I'm trying to meet both types of clients where they are at. I'm bringing a strengths-based approach. And I would also just say my general demeanor is one of gratitude. My kids have actually dubbed me a gratitude geek. I just believe in the power of gratitude, both personally and professionally. And I find that I'm working on it with anyone and everyone that I coach. But more than that, it really just informs my posture and really how I come into the coaching relationship. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to get to do the types of coaching that I do.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. That's great. So I'm wondering if you can share some of the feedback that you've received from past clients.
I have three different pieces I want to share with you because I think they illustrate some different parts of it. Mm-hmm. One is, and I just heard this the other day when I was coaching with someone, they said, that's a good question. And what I love about that is when I'm coaching with a leader executive, they're used to being the people in the room that kind of have to have all the answers. They have to have a quick response. They're kind of the most senior people there, and they're used to giving kind of a good decision and a quick response. And my job as a coach is to do a really good job of listening and asking really powerful questions. And I know that we've hit on a really important aha when they have to pause and they say, wow, that's a good question. I haven't thought about that. And they literally just need that to kind of think and process through that. The other piece that I love, and I see this on both leadership executive coaching as well as on a peer team or shadow coaching, is when someone will say to me, wow, you really caught a lot, or you really saw a lot, or I can't believe what all you just heard. And honestly, again, this just gets back to me being a really good active listener and observer, where I get the privilege to stand in that space and either observe things in person or just hear things and listen to the people that I'm coaching with speak. And honestly, I'm not doing really hard work. I'm just repeating back a lot of what I've heard from them. Mm-hmm. But when that's reflected back to you as a participant, it's very powerful. And then the final piece that I would share is specifically more so on the caregiving coaching or the shadow coaching side. And that is when all of the strengths have been shared with a physician, nurse, or someone. And it can be a very powerful and humbling moment because, and sometimes there's a lot of emotion for them because they'll say, wow, it's really good to hear the good stuff. We don't hear the positive. We just hear about if we mess up or do something wrong or aren't getting our documentation in on time or doing this or that correctly. And so, again, this comes back to that strengths-based approach. I have a really cool privilege to step into that with them and really affirm all the goodness that I see in them as we're coaching.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm curious, what's your background and how did you get into coaching?
That's a great question. It's been an interesting route and it's fun to see how it all kind of lines up. So I was a social worker by background. So I took classes in communication and empathy and quite honestly, many of the care practices that I watch for in care team interactions with patients and families, but many of them also apply from a leadership perspective. I also have a master's in healthcare administration and served in a variety of operational and senior leadership roles within healthcare organizations. So I've seen people across the continuum, inpatient, outpatient, long-term care, and I also have done a lot of work in performance improvement, Lean Six Sigma certifications, and then I've led patient experience in a large system. And that's where I first started doing some of the care team or shadow coaching. My first pilot was with 75 hospitalists that we got to do this kind of coaching with, and their communication with patients improved 10 times the national rate of improvement in just 9 months. And then over the years with that, I started to do more leader coaching with leaders as they're rounding on patients and staff, and then eventually moved into leadership and executive coaching. And really that move into leadership and executive coaching came out of my desire to really support those who are doing the critical work of leading these organizations and those who are providing the direct care for patients and families.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was fun.